SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden dropping out of the 2024 presidential race today, caving to pressure from Democrats who agitated him to step aside following a dismal debate performance that left the political world in shock. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Accumulated this week in reports of senior Democratic leaders in Congress urging Biden to step aside. Matters were not helping when Biden tested positive for COVID-19, which forced him to go into isolation. Privately, former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries had bluntly told Biden of their concerns about his chances in November against former President Trump. Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, the GOP's vice presidential candidate, posted Sunday on the social media platform X, quote, "If Joe Biden ends his reelection campaign, how can he justify remaining president? Not running for reelection would be a clear admission that President Trump was right all along about Biden not being mentally fit enough to serve as commander-in-chief." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the number of heat-related deaths in Texas continues to rise. That among residents who lost power for some time during Hurricane Beryl. Now, the toll of storm fatalities now at least 23, as it's taken more than a week to restore power for many residents. Storm knocked out electricity to some 3 million people. Janet Jarrett's sister, Pamela, was a victim of the heat-related death.
Before the heat? No. She was fine that night. So I'd have the lantern up like this so that she would... It took too long. 4 days was too long. You know, I had to... I wish I could have took my sister somewhere else. But it was hard to get her in my car.
And officials say those numbers could climb. This is SRN News. Most Americans want abortion pills.
According to a poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, 68% of respondents believe that doctors should be able to send abortion drugs to women through the mail. Democrats and independents are most likely to support through-the-mail abortion, but even amongst Republicans, 54% are in favor. All major religious groups also approve of abortion pills in the mail, with the exception of white evangelicals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One Southern California school district is suing Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom over a new law barring school districts from requiring parents be notified of their child's gender identification change. That law has elicited a mixed response from Californians, many, including some who support the LGBT agenda, say the new law goes too far and violates the rights of parents. This is SRN News. A controversial innovation could be coming to America's pastime. John Scott has the story.
Major League Baseball could test robot umpires as part of a challenge system in spring training next year, which could lead to regular season use in 2026. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says the sport has made material progress during testing at AAA, the highest minor league level. Speaking to the Baseball Writers Association of America, Manfred said a spring training test would be needed a year before the system is adopted at the big league level. John Scott reporting.
Recapping the story now, President Biden announcing earlier today that he is indeed dropping out of the 2024 race. Continues to be growing calls from Republicans for him to resign. Biden has thrown his support behind the vice president. More details at SRNnews.com.